Chapter 25. Be not weary in well-doing.
I am glad that there has been such harmonious effort to carry out the purpose of God and to make the most of His providence. This effort to circulate Christ's object lessons is demonstrating what can be done in the canvassing field. To ministers, students, fathers, mothers, young men, and young women who have engaged in this work, I would say, let not your interest flag. Let this good work go forward steadily, perseveringly, grandly, till the last debt is removed from all our schools and a fund is created for the establishment of schools in important fields where there is great need of educational work. As the ministers and Bible workers are called to other labors, let the members of our churches say to them, go forward with your appointed work, and we will continue to labor for the circulation of Christ's object lessons and for the freedom of our schools. Let no one feel that this work should stop with the special effort of 1900 and 1901. The field is never exhausted, and this book should be sold for the help of our schools for years to come. Let us have faith in God. In His name, let us carry forward His work without flinching. The work He has called us to do, He will make a blessing to us. And when His plan for the relief of our schools has been vindicated, when the work pointed out has been fully accomplished, He will indicate to us what to do next. As long as the message of mercy is to be given to the world, there will be a call for effort in behalf of other institutions and enterprises similar to that for the relief of our schools. And as long as probation continues, there will be opportunity for the canvasser to work. When the religious denominations unite with the papacy to oppress God's people, places where there is religious freedom will be opened by evangelistic canvassing. If in one place the persecution becomes severe, let the workers do as Christ has directed. When they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. If persecution comes there, go to still another place. God will lead His people, making them a blessing in many places. Were it not for persecution, they would not be so widely scattered abroad to proclaim the truth. And Christ declares, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Matthew 10:23. Until in heaven is spoken the word, it is finished, there will always be places for labor and hearts to receive the message. Wherefore, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Galatians 6:9.